Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been pre-programmed right into us. But what if we flip the whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our mind, our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things, Minna.
So today is Cinco de Mayo. Do you know what that means?
Drinking and partying?
Well, technically it just means 5th of May. Okay. So there's actually some history behind, you know, this Margarita Day thing, right? So back on May 5th, 1862, Napoleon's time, the Mexican army actually won the Franco-Mexican War against the French at the time, and it's called the Battle of Puebla. So Cinco de Mayo is also called the Battle of Puebla Day. And the funny thing is, this is actually a relatively minor holiday in Mexico, and it's mostly celebrated only in the city of Puebla. But it's a much bigger celebration here in the U.S. because why?
This is an excuse to drink and party, right?
Exactly. So I'm thinking that's probably it. You know, people just here like to drink. They like to celebrate. They have an excuse to give them an excuse to drink and party. So it's a great excuse to get together with your friends and family and enjoy the day.
That is so true. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, while some people are happy, there are others that may not be, you know, others that may be living alone. Maybe they're feeling lonely. With maybe no friends or family where they're living. Maybe they don't even have friends or family in their immediate vicinity, like in their state, right? It's actually harder for them to spend the holidays and celebrations because, you know, times like these, when everyone's partying, it just makes them feel lonelier, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, my family history, we just move a lot. Our family moved a lot. My grandfather from my dad's side, he moved from China to Malaysia on a boat. During the time, it's a boat. He didn't row the boat. So my dad moved from Malaysia to Hong Kong, where he met my mom, and they settled down and got married. Until the 80s, we moved the whole family to Canada. And then you and I, that's where we met. And then we moved to from Canada to California and now to Texas. And, you know, this may not be where we end up retiring, which means we may have maybe one or two more moves. And with all that moving around, every time we move around, we sort of leave a family and friends behind, which was the hardest part of the move. And sometimes that can get to you. I was a teenager when I left Hong Kong and moving to Vancouver. I remember feeling lonely because I don't speak a word of English, and I feel left out for quite a while until I start making some friends.
And of course, until she met me, right? Then everything just worked out. Right? It's like the world changed, light bulbs turned on, and everything was just brighter.
Right? No light bulb.
But yes, you know, I really understand, you know, I was so reluctant to move from Canada to California because that's where I grew up with. That's where all my friends are, my friends since kindergarten. And for the first couple of years of California, that wasn't too much fun. You know, you were working long hours. You had a job. I was stuck at home with our two cats, right?
We only had one cat.
So I only had one cat to keep me company. And, you know, it really took a while to adjust. And when we moved to Texas, of course, same thing. We didn't know anybody. But we knew that we had to make it work. So we started to get to know our neighbors first, started making friends. You know, I was talking to people randomly when we're grabbing mail. And we actually even had a house party where I just invited random neighbors. And I'm glad no one of them were house murderers, you know, axe murderers. But Jim Rohn talks about how we become the five people that we spend the most time with. So we decided to surround ourselves with friends who share a similar mindset and vision as us.
Right. So when we designed this show, The Chronically Healthy Life, we want to emphasize what life stands for us. So L stands for longevity, which is really everything around health and wellness. Our age is just a number. It doesn't have to define us. It doesn't have to mean that you have to grow old and, you know, cripple and whatever it is that you see your old image to be. Now, I stands for independence. And you can take it as having financial freedom, which allows you to choose how you spend your time and your life. Independence also means that you don't have to rely on someone else and that you're not a burden to your children or to your friends or to the system. And of course, health freedom, which is the reason why we moved to Texas in the first place.
Exactly, exactly. And F, of course, stands for family, which also refers to a fellowship, right? Everything that we do, every decision that we make revolves around our family. Every parent, even though we're not parents, we're cat parents, wants to do what's best for their children, right? E is for environment, and our environment is our air, water, food, and of course, the people we decide to be around with, right? That can either bring us up or they can be toxic and bring us down. So having the right people in our environment will help you build out a chronically healthy life. So we're going to take a short break. After a break, we're going to show you one of our biohacking tips for the week.
Hi, I'm Julianne Meyer, the host of Own Your Wellness, and you can watch my show on Mondays and Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific on Achieve TV right here on E360 TV. Remember, there's more to health and wellness than broccoli and burpees.
Hi, everyone. It's Andy from the Chronically Healthy Life Show. And today I like to talk about how to boost your immune system. It seems like everyone that you know is catching a flu, they're catching a cold, or what other variant of the virus that's circulating out there. And one of the best ways to boost your immune system is to boost your lymphatic system. So what's a lymphatic system, you may ask? Well, the lymphatic system is just a network of vessels, nodes, and ducts that pass through almost all your body tissues. It allows the circulation of a fluid called lymph through the body in a similar way that blood flows through your body. And it plays this role in fighting disease and as a part of the immune system. So it produces white blood cells called lymphocytes, specifically the T cells and the B cells, and these are important because they travel throughout your whole lymphatic system. And when they come in contact with viruses, bacteria, or foreign particles in the lymph fluid, they form antibodies. And antibodies help you defend your body, and they help you defend it if these show up again. So what happens is when your lymphatic system fails is you have swelling in your lymph nodes. You start getting sick. And I'm sure some of you may have noticed that when you get sick, you have swelling glands right under your chin here. These are lymph nodes. And when you have swelling in your lymph glands, that means you have infection. So a lot of times if you notice that you get a cold, or you get a flu, and you have a sore throat, well, guess what? That is your lymphatic system working. So today, I'm just going to share with you three effective ways to boost your lymphatic system. And the first one, of course, is movement, right? Any type of exercise that keeps you moving is going to help. But the best exercise to kickstart your lymphatic system is rebounding. And I love rebounding. I do rebounding every 2 to 3 minutes. Every morning for 2 to 3 minutes a day. And it helps to kickstart my day, it kickstart my lymphatic system. And it also helps with bowel movement. The second one is massage, or specific massage called lymphatic movement massage. And this can be done through a massage therapist. It's a very specific massage where they're actually pressing the lymph to move the lymph throughout your body. But what happens if you don't have your own personal, massage therapist? Well, you can get a pair of compression pants. As you can see here, health stacking, or any time that I am reading a book, I sit in my massage chair, I'm reading my book for that 10 to 20 minutes, got my compression pants on, and I'm moving my lymph. And these compression pants, I can tell you, they're amazing. It feels like I have two personal masseuses on my legs, massaging my legs. Man, I tell you, very relaxing, I'm enriching my mind and improving my immune system. And the third biohack I like to share is infrared therapy. So infrared therapy is great for detoxing toxins right out of your body, pulling it straight out through your sweat, out of your tissues. and it also helps circulate blood, and it also helps circulate your lymphatic system. And what we recommend is go to somewhere to have an infrared sauna. You can find these in your gyms or a wellness center, but if you're like us, we have our own infrared tent here, right? You can just soak here in our infrared tent for 10 minutes, get a good soak in, you know, getting the biomodulation from the infrared light. So good for your skin, so good for regenerative health, and so good for your lymphatic system. We also have an infrared biomodulated PMF mat, which we also use depending on what you feel like during the day. Great way to detox your body, detox toxins, speed up cellular health, and of course, to improve your lymphatic system. So today, start boosting your lymphatic system if you want to boost your immune system to live a healthier and longer life, to live a chronically healthy life. Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. I didn't realize when I'm moving my hands, the iPhone is so smart, it zooms in and zoom out. So I tell you, technology. Anyways, we're excited to have Tammy join Lane on the show later with us today, and she's going to share with you about the dangers of suicidal thoughts.
I know that suicide is a heavy topic, and so maybe let's talk a little bit about, let's say, brain chemistry maybe. I'm not pretending to understand how and why a person may or may not be suicidal, but I do know that there are some days there, and you know, when I feel happy, and then there are some days where I feel like the whole world is against me. So remember a few years ago when they decided to shut everything down, you were like angry and depressed and untouchable.
Yeah, I was not pleasant, right? I'm an extrovert, which means I get energy from being around people, being around all of you people here. So when we were pretty much locked inside the house, I was literally just going crazy. Like, you know, I love my wife, but I still need to have the energy of outside people.
You're yelling at the cat.
Yeah, I was, right? You know, I had to talk to somebody, right? And, you know, without the interaction of people, I just didn't know what to do. It was this really weird, unknown feeling. And I felt angry. And, you know, I was definitely getting depressed, you know?
Yeah, I think you were. But, you know, even though we have the same birthday, our personality is actually very different. We are polar opposites. So I'm extremely introverted, just like my dad, which means that I'm actually very comfortable staying at home with our four cats, and I work at home. I did take a little bit of effort to adjust to a new working environment, to a little different schedule, but the transition was actually easier for me.
Yeah, I remember. You were loving it, working from home. And, you know,
I was taking advantage of it.
We're still doing it now, so which is so awesome. But, you know, for many people, you know, they turn to social media to cheer themselves up. And I have to say, initially, if you watch social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you know, all you saw was doom and gloom. And, you know, what you think about, guess what? You bring about. So literally every day on social media, it was talking about how dangerous it'd be to leave your house, how dangerous it'd be to be around other people, how dangerous things people touch while they're delivering to your house can be dangerous to kill you, right? And everyone had to meet virtually over Zoom or some other streaming platform. I remember Zoom, their stock went like crazy, right? Because like everyone was on Zoom.
They fixed it all up. So
yeah, you know, their stock not doing too well now. But, you know, this irrational fear was driven into our psyche. And, you know, I still see that's left in so many people, you know, 3 years from now, right?
Yeah, I mean, remember when we was trying to walk outside and people were actually like bouncing outside just to get away from us?
Yeah, I know.
That was the strangest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were outside.
Exactly. And, you know, we still seeing people like wearing masks while they're driving in the car or sitting in the car with the windows up with no one else in the car. And, you know, I think it really got this fear into people's minds and it put them into a really bad place. And of course, you know, some states were worse than others. And, you know, that's really one of the main reasons we left California to move to Texas. And really, as soon as we got here to Texas, it was like we could breathe again, right? It was, oh my God, it was such a big change. We went out everywhere, we're eating, we're meeting real people, and we're making new friends. It was quite fun, actually.
You know, I have to throw this in, that mask, well, at least the cloth ones that we use. You know how, imagine like there's a swamp of bees yeah. coming at you. It's like you holding a tennis racket in front of you trying to block the bees.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Correct.
It reaches, you know, proves it. So there you go.
But that's our opinion.
But let's go back to social media. So sometimes it can be worse for, you know, if we go on to what is it now, Facebook and TikTok?
Yeah, we're old. Only old people go on Facebook, apparently.
Okay, we're old people. So if you see that, you know, you see other people having fun in their lives, they're healthy, they're traveling, they're spending time with family, enjoying life. After all this doom and gloom and suddenly seeing other people having these amazing lives, that can really mess with your mind, right? And virtually meeting your friends and playing online games, that's not really the same as, it can never replace the real thing as being real interactions with people, telling stories, whining and dining together. Now, all you feel when you do all this social media scouting is FOMO, fear of missing out. Now, you start comparing your life with the lives of these other people that you see on social media, and they seem to have a much better life than yours. And, you know, God forbid, if you start looking at influencers, your life would totally suck compared to theirs. And of course, influencer is a job. This flip-flop from like doom and gloom to a fabulous life you're seeing in social media, that can really make you think that you have no meaning in life sometimes. You know, once you go down that rabbit hole and that you think that your life doesn't matter, and it can put you in a really bad place and just maybe straight into depression, which can lead to some really bad thoughts, you know? Who's going to miss you if your life didn't matter?
That is so true. And what we're not saying is stay away from social media, because social media can actually help you find out and help you develop your skills at what you're good at. So rather than watching influencers or cat videos, even though cat videos are great to watch, or you know, just people just doing crazy, stupid stuff on social media, find people on social media that have the same values and beliefs that you do. You know, this is going to be your group of five people that you spend the most time with. So join friends, join Facebook groups or whatever the groups out there for different social media that can help you grow, to help you figure out where you want to be, to help you build on your strengths. And of course, they're going to also tell you about your weaknesses. So if you want to be an inspirational speaker, for instance, follow a group of inspirational speakers. They'll be able to inspire you, and you'll be able to get onto private groups, and there you can join and develop your skills. And you know, they're going to be very, you know, honest about if you're good or if you're bad, right? You know, which areas you can work on, and if you want to be healthy, rather than just following some hot looking influencer sharing their health and fitness tips, which most of the time isn't realistic, follow someone that has shared the same journey that you are on. And of course, they conquered it, right? What's the point of following someone that haven't done your journey? They don't know what you've been through. Follow someone that's done your journey. They beat it. And now they're sharing tips on what they did to do it. So it's easy for someone to tell you to just eat something or do some type of exercise if they didn't experience the journey you're on, right?
Yeah, that's one thing. And you know, the influencers, they're paid to show you whatever it is they're eating or drinking or using or wearing. So, you know, take it as with a grain of salt. Just, you know, you have to really learn to filter what works for you and what is just smoke screens.
I agree.
Right. So on the topic of the five people you spend the most time with, you can choose these five people that you follow maybe on social media, but more importantly, you want to spend some time with five real people. You can only get so much from like a virtual interaction. Human beings, we are social animals and we need the human touch, the social interaction. So don't just waste time hanging out with random friends, spending time with friends that can help you become a better person. Friends that won't hesitate to call you out what you're good at and what you can improve upon. Those are your real friends. and always be authentic. Be yourself, take action, make mistakes. That's what it takes to make us human. Always be willing to fail forward, right? Make as many mistakes as you can. The more mistakes you make, the more lessons you learn to on how to improve yourself. It's kind of like learning to shoot an arrow at a target. Mm-hmm. That's actually a mess with an arrow. So there are too many people that spend a lot of time aiming and then never actually shoot that arrow. Shoot the arrow, see where it lands, adjust, and shoot again. That is life, and that is the only way you can improve yourself by making constant pivots from the action you take.
That is so true. Too many people are just aiming without taking action. So shoot that arrow, see where it lands, and hopefully it's close to your target. Anyways, after the short break, Christy is going to chat with Tammy Joy Lane on how she helps those with suicidal thoughts. Stay tuned. We'll see you soon.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body, how you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hi, and welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. I'm Christy Boyd Johnson, and I am so excited to be talking to Tammy Joy Lane today, who is, as her 10-year-old says, a person who encourages other people. I love that you said that. So, Tammy Jo, I understand you are the mom of three girls, an Iraq war veteran, an author, TEDx speaker, former candidate for mayor, and a race car driver. Oh my God, I'm mind blown here. And you have an amazing business called yes2kindness.com. That is amazing. But the real wowza here is that you actually are a suicide attempt survivor. Do you care to share your story a little bit? What happened? What was that about?
So I joined the Army when I was 18, and I went to basic training with my boyfriend, and he didn't make it through basic training, and I got Soldier of the Cycle. So I found myself in his dream, and a few months later we got married, and then I got a call to Iraq, and so I turned 21 in Baghdad. And I was not prepared to, I was so young and not okay. So I came home from a suicide attempt, and that was the military is a lot better now about mental health and talking about it. But back 20 years ago, they did not talk about it. So I was kind of swept under the rug. and I got lost in transition. I spent the next 9 years in and out of psych wards, marriages, and moving, just trying to outrun myself. When my fourth husband left me, I realized I might be part of the problem. And I started seeing, like, what can I do different? So that's, I mean, there's, I, multiple attempts I survived, but I just, it came to a point where I was like, I got to do something different.
Oh my gosh. You know, you said people just, it's been a taboo subject. You just don't talk about it. And that is really, I think, a huge part of the problem. So I applaud you for your courage to come here today and talk about this, because I think a lot of people need to hear your story and what you're talking about here.
Would I rather be talking about sunshine and rainbows? Yes. But if someone watches this today and chooses to stay, then it's so worth it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. How did you, I mean, you kind of said you realized you were part of the problem. How did you start to pull yourself out? Did you seek therapy, or did you do it yourself, or what did you do to pull yourself from that black pit?
So what I did is I used kindness. I do one kind thing a day, post about it. And funny story, my very first kindness idea was wash your hands. And I got bullied from it. Like, this lady from church. So this was in 2015, back before people didn't wash their hands. And she messaged me and she's like, I can't believe you're telling people what to do. Seriously, comments of like, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And so I just kept going every day, like, try this, different things I ran into, different things I heard other people run into. And what I found is, like, I'll never forget, my brother called me one day, he's a dentist. And he goes, I just want you to know, because of your posts, I did something different today. I was not going to help this person. And then I had seen one of your videos and I did. And so it's just like talking about it and giving ideas, because I think people want to be kind, but they're not sure what to do, or they don't think about it. And common sense is so, we got to chill about common sense. It's so relative. And so just ease up. If somebody doesn't do something that's common sense to you, it's because it's never crossed their mind. So just, we got to leave grace and space for people to be human.
Oh, so true. That, you know, my personal feeling is that feeling judged and condemned just because you're struggling inside, that would have to be torture. I know I felt that way, but I'm kind of a loud mouth. I'm just like, yeah, leave me alone.
Well, so when I ran for mayor, the first advice I got, and I got it several times. So I talk about my story. I talk about hard things. I talk about suicide, mental health, abortion, like hard things I've been through, incest, like all these things. And they said to me, you need to go through your Facebook and delete everything. Like, you can't be mayor. You can't run for mayor and have all this out there. And I said, I will not. And I did not. And that's one thing, like, if I can't run for mayor who I am, then I'm not running. And it's America, so I can run. So
that, you know, it's this idea, like, image is everything. Like, your image is the only thing that matters. You don't actually matter. Just your image matters. That's a huge, I'm getting chills. That's just a huge thing. That's how many people out there are suffering because they think their image is the only thing. And Andy and Minna were just talking about, you know, people's, what they project on social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't believe everything you see, guys.
And we kind of get trap each other though too. So I feel like we're set up to fail. And what I'm trying to do is let people be real. I feel like I was taught either be 100% or nothing. And so I wouldn't show up. But this, when I started showing up 50 minutes late and still had an impact, or, you know, if I wouldn't show up on time, I wouldn't go at all. But then I'm like, no, if I'm going to be late, I'm still going. And being present is more important than that constant need to be on time and be perfect. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. I call BS on that, because if you're sick, you're doing it different. If you're not feeling good, you're doing it different. And so these cliches that people say, they create a world that we don't even want to live in.
Oh, that is so true. Everything. Yeah. Or you're having you're having some kind of crisis, and I just moved, literally just moved. I've been through this ordeal, and last week Andy Min asked me if I wanted to be on the show last week, and I said, I just can't. I'm frazzled and I'm filthy because I've been unpacking boxes and putting things away. it just didn't feel like a right thing. But that grace of saying it's okay for you to be in that space right now and it's all right to wait another week, that shifted me right into, okay, the prep. And that you know what, with kids too, that's huge for kids.
Yeah.
Giving them that space. I mean, you know, as a mom, you have to give them space. Sometimes they're grumpy.
Yeah.
Or they've had a bad day at school. Or something happened that they don't understand. And how would you handle it if, how old are your kids? I know one is 10.
Yeah, 10, 11, and 16.
Oh, have you ever had a situation with any of your kids, especially the older one, 16-year-old, where they've talked about something happening at school around the suicide topic, or someone they know who's talking about it, or anything like that?
Yeah. So how I am, I'm probably annoying to my kids, but I'm always, how's your mental health? How's, you know, and it's so interesting because my kids will just be like, I'm fine. We're fine. But they know when they're not okay that I will listen. And mm-hmm. so, like, I'll never forget, I was actually driving to a bridge to jump. Like, I had all these things. I was separating from my husband. My car started on fire and it was going to be $2,000, which I didn't have. And she texts me, my 16-year-old, and she goes, I need you, mama. And it was the start of the ending of not ending it. And it was just like that she was going through her own hard things. And then that kind of helped me. And so that's what I'm doing, is I'm creating a world I want to live in by reaching out, connecting, and people help me too. I'm not just the helper. I'm not Jesus. I'm not saving anyone. I reach out and people help me and check on me as well. So it's totally full circle.
That's so important. That is so important. I've kind of, at one point when I was in college, I worked on a suicide prevention hotline. And one of the things that I noticed about it is that the people who called, I don't think this was always true, but a lot of the people that I would get calls from, I felt like they were seeking attention. And the people who were really in trouble weren't reaching out. Now it was like we had to reach to them. Like there were people on the campus where every once in a while you just feel like you had to say something mm-hmm. kind. Mm-hmm. Something, the smallest act of kindness, like bringing them some food or knocking on the door and saying, hey, how you doing? Or something like that. Makes a huge shift. Like somebody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we have to be super careful with how we talk about people seeking help. So I'm a cutter. I don't know. Do you grow out of it? Whatever. But people will say, like, do you just want attention? What it does is it closes lines of help seeking. So I know I will never ask them for help. I will never go to them for help. And so why people do it is different. Why they do it. I know why I do it is the pressure release. Like stitches, I know what to do with. Like this mental craziness, I don't know how to handle, but I can go to the doctor and say, I need stitches. And so it's kind of physicalizing the mental chaos. Because if you break your arm, you go get a cast. If you get cut, you get stitches. It's very clear. Mm-hmm. But with mental health, what do you need? A sandwich, a nap, some chemical things, red lighting, exercise. The list could go on and on. And so I have a thing. Can I say something?
It's a different or a
like I've been putting together this so it's PMCS. Like, we treat our vehicles better than we treat ourselves, right? And so in the military, every time before we would drive our Humvees, we would PMCS them, you know, check the oil, check the tires. And so when I think of suicide prevention, sometimes we think of taking people's guns away or putting a net under the bridge, but that is so downward think, that's so downstream thinking. Let's back up 6 months, a year, when people start to see signs that they're not okay. And so I guess I don't really have time to go through this, but it's basically like the P is for physical and like eat, sleep, exercise, and water. Nobody can do that for you. You can't delegate it. You can't pay someone to do it. You have to do those things. And the mental is like empty up and fill out, empty out and fill up every day. You got to empty out all the BS you take in, you know, and simple things like brushing it off and then just scribbling. If do you know about scribbling? Oh my heck. You just scribble and it comes out of your body and onto the paper and the paper can deal with it. It's so magic.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then the C's, there's three C's, like connection, contribution, and then commit to sharing your plan. If you ever get a suicide plan, you have to commit to share it with somebody. Two reasons. They can poke holes in it. They can look at things you haven't thought of, you know, just kind of help you brainstorm, but they can remind you of the people that care. But if nobody knows you have a plan, nobody can help you. And so too often we're not even seeing signs of people who are suicidal. They're just happy today, gone tomorrow. And it's not fair. You know, it's at least give us a chance. Seek attention. Do you need attention? Do you need a hug? Do you need, like, I love that when people seem like that's what they're seeking. Like, that is so good. We should be grateful. And then the S is just speak up. You got to ask for help. You got to learn how to ask for help in healthy ways. And I mean, I could write a whole book on that, but just want to throw that out there.
You should write a book. You should, because this is so amazing. And speaking up to the right people too, because you know, as a woman, I can't. Years ago when I was married to an abusive husband, and I had all the signs of the depression and everything. And I was told by the doctors, oh, you just need, you know, you're a woman. Oh, you know, just this attitude of dismissal, you know, and I didn't obviously, but it was that dismissal, like you don't really matter. You're just making it up or you're just hormonal, you know, so it's like reaching out, and sometimes your friends are a great place to start. The people, you know, just say, hey, you know, I love the scribbling thing. I didn't even know I was, but I think that might be part of why those coloring books are so popular, because you can make a mess, or you can stay in the lines, or you can make purple trees, or so scribbling. Yes, feed yourself. I love that. Oh, we have to Tammy Joy. Thank you so much, because we need to talk about this more.
And don't be afraid to share your story, because it sets other people free, and be that safe place that people can come to if they're not okay. Because a lot of people are fine until they're not. But exactly. I feel like people come to my page when they're going to end it, and then they stay. And so, great. Stalk me.
We will talk more, but after this break, we're going to come back with a local business to talk to.
Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really narrowed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life Program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build our community. This week, we have Suzanne Garcia, life coach. Suzanne, welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what your mission is in helping the community?
Sure. Great to see you, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, so I'm a certified professional life coach, which means I've been to school to become a life coach. I've been evaluated, given my certification, and I'm trained to coach anybody who wants to grow and become a better version of themselves. But my real passion is working with parents. My previous career was as an educator. I've raised two kids who are in college now. So I've had a lot of experience with parents. I've had a lot of experience, you know, from the baby, when you bring them home, you have no idea what you're doing with them until, you know, you go through this transition as an empty nester and all of the struggles and triumphs and everything in between. And, you know, my goal is to really help parents and support them, to help them be the best they can for their kids. Because, you know, listening to like Tammy Joy, you know, earlier, there's so much stress and worry and anxiety out there in our children. And I think if parents are confident and feel secure and don't have all the stress and worry about raising them, then the kids won't be taking on all that stress and worry and anxiety. So, you know, parenting has its ups and downs. I mean, it's not easy all the time, but as a coach, I can support parents through those hard times and help them see that it doesn't always have to be a struggle. And they're, you know, just help incorporate more love and joy and peace and calm and harmony and confidence into families.
I love that. And, you know, there's so much to digest in all the information you gave. And I think it's so important because, of course, there's people that plan to be parents and they have this whole agenda written out. I'm going to be a good parent. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. But more often than not, a lot of times people become parents and have no clue what they're doing from the very beginning, like you said. And I think having someone guide them along the way, because I think a lot of us, you know, will probably try to get your parents, your grandparents to help take care of your children because you really don't have a clue. So I think as a life coach specializing for helping parents, I think that goes a long way. And you mentioned you have like two kids you successfully parented, right? Like they're not crazy. They're leading good jobs now.
Well, they're both in college now. So Okay. Yes. But yes, they're successful. But again, you know, I say, you know, helping parents raise great kids. And that's a very individualized thing, because my definition of great is going to be different than somebody else's. And my definition of successful is going to be different from somebody else's. And I think part of what creates a lot of stress and anxiety is this competition and comparison all the time. So I like to work with parents to help them really, you know, look into their individual families. Who am I as a parent, and who are my children, and what do they want, and what do they need? What's important for us as a family? Because when you have, you know your values and you know your goals, it's really easy to, you know, get all of the things that are distracting you to bounce off instead of coming in and creating all this stress and anxiety. When you know what you're focused on, you can stay focused on that and kind of stay on the same track, and not be distracted and pulled off all the time.
That is so true. What you said there was so important, that what is considered great or successful for one family may not be applicable for another family, because everyone have different family values. You may have different values on what you think success is. And you know, narrowing that down with the parents so they can transfer those values to the children, I think that goes a long way. And I think a lot of us don't think about that. A lot of parents are just chasing Jonas's. They see so-and-so getting on their football team. Well, now I want my kid on the football team for no reason, next to just saying he's on the football team too. So yeah, I totally agree on that. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it's, you know, just, you know, I really love to work with parents just to kind of, you know, like I said, help them focus in on what's important. And, you know, there's nothing worse like that, like you're saying, than sort of being at, you know, the birthday party and you're hearing all these parents like, oh, my kid's doing this, my kid's doing that. And you feel like, you know, you start to judge yourself. You're being judged, and helping, you know, people not feel that way. Like, let's get rid of the judgment and know, be confident in knowing that you're doing what's right for your family. And then you know, a lot of that stress just melts away, and you have that quality time, and you can really build that support and love that your kids need. And so hopefully they grow up more confident and less stressed and having less anxiety, knowing they have that support system there for themselves, for them.
I agree. You know, I can tell you, my parents needed your help 50, 60 years ago, because what they thought was important really messed up me and all my siblings, right? So it does really come down to trying to figure out what the family values are, and I guess bring it down to that generation to your kids, because hopefully they will share those family values as they grow older and carry on your legacy, right?
Exactly. And it's really important to listen to your kids and let them have a voice. So a lot of what I do is working on that communication between the child and the parent. You know, I think a lot of us were raised where, you know, like my parents could have used coaching as well. You know, it's like, I'm just going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you what to do. You're going to listen to me. And okay, so then you're telling your kid they don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. And it's teaching, like, your kid should not be running the house, should not be telling you what to do, because they're kids and they don't know that. But they also have a voice and they're learning who they are. And that's part of your job, is to help them figure out who they are. And they can't do that if you don't ever listen to them and have, you know, real two-way conversations with them and real honest communication where you're actually hearing what they're saying. And then, you know, just having a real conversation with them back of saying, okay, I hear what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from. You know, this is why we have the rule, though, you know, but I mean, instead of just going, this is what you're going to do.
Correct. Well, for all the parents out there, it doesn't matter if you got a newborn, they're in elementary school, they're high school, God forbid, maybe they're already past college and they're living at home and you don't know what to do. Definitely reach out to Suzanne Garcia. You know, she's not just a life coach. She specializes in helping the parents communicate with the children. So Suzanne, what is the best way to support you? Like, how do people reach out to you?
So if you go to my website, it's there on the bottom of your screen there. That's probably the best way to get in touch with me, because that will direct, you can put a little there. I have a get in touch with me box on there, and it'll go straight to my email, and I will answer you right back and we can start talking and see how to help you have, you know, the family of your dreams.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being guests on our show. Don't go yet. When we come back, we're going to show you one simple step to help you build out your chronically healthy life.
Thank you, Anne.
Hello. We are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. So today we have a powerful guest that shared with us her experience with dealing with suicide. And, you know, you've heard her story. It's a powerful story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, you know, like we said, social media can either raise you up or strike you down. So limit your time on social media. For me, it's 10 minutes a day, maybe even less. And if you're going to spend time on social media, follow those who share similar values with you. So, but better yet, it's always better to spend time with real friends in real life and enjoy the company and outdoors.
And, you know, I just really want to expand on that for anyone that may be having suicidal thoughts or any know of any people that have suicidal thoughts. Please, you know, reach out to someone to listen to you and, you know, reach out to Tammy Joy Lane, you know, like, she has such a powerful story. She lived through it, and you can too. And, you know, you're not alone in this journey. And, of course, for all the parents going crazy with the kids, oh, my God, right? You know, my mom will probably kill me if she heard me saying that on the TV because she thinks she's a perfect mom. But anyways, if you are going crazy with your kids, you don't know what to do or what you're doing is just not working, definitely reach out to Suzanne, you know, set up a time with her. You know, both of their contacts are on the show. And she can help you out. So next week, we're going to have special guest Kendrick Davis from Principals First Basketball.
Basketball,
right? Mm. She's going to be showing how he changed kids' lives with basketball. Pretty
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch all past episodes at watche360tv.com on the Vitality TV network. And we also love to hear from you. So give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. Rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, or our YouTube channel. And of course, you can always email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. We'll see you next week.